Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. We are so sad. Spooky season is almost over. This is our last Halloween episode that we have for the month. And guys, we've got lots of fun, crazy updates and things, mainly from Rachel, but she'll tell you all about it. She's a little bit, what's a good word? Just not under the weather, but
kind of
a little under the knife, if you will. She's been under the knife a little too recently to talk a ton. So just if Rachel sounds a bit different, it's because she's different. She's a different girl now. anyways,
I
but
did.
Let's chat. Let's give some updates. I'll let you go first.
Yeah, so I sat this way because of surgery. I'm very swollen right now. Very swollen, and I could only breathe out of my mouth from my nose, and my chin is so swollen right now from my chin implant. So it's like I can only move my mouth so much. It's a really weird sensation. But overall, I'm doing okay. It sounds worse than I feel. Like, I feel okay. Like, it just sounds worse. But no, I am massive right now. Go look at my TikTok if you haven't already. Like, I am huge. It's actually hilarious. But I'm just in recovery mode. I'm going on day 5 of recovery. I feel like it's honestly gone by so fast. But my doctor, he's amazing. Dr. Greider at Peak Plastics, he gave me everything I wanted. He really brought my vision to life. And so I'm just really grateful for the Peak Plastics team. And I'm just excited to let the swelling go down and get back to normal next week.
Yeah. Was he able to show you a before and after of your chin as well?
No, I haven't seen my chin yet. But I did tell him I wanted it more on the, what's the word, modest side, but yeah, more natural. So I have not seen that yet. But he did go in through my mouth, which is interesting. So yeah. I don't have any scarring underneath my chin. It's all in my mouth.
That is so cool.
But he's amazing. Like, I seriously, like, after that experience, I'm in so much awe of surgeons, like, how they could do that and do such a great job. Like, it's an art. Like, he posted my surgery on Peak Plastics page, and he's explaining everything he's doing. If you don't get grossed out by that, you can actually go watch my surgery on Peak's Instagram page. It didn't freak me out. I just thought it was really fascinating watching him pull the cartilage out and how he shapes the nose. It was just very fascinating to me.
Totally. No, like, that was actually insane. And your before and after of your nose, I just want to kiss it. It is like the most perfect little nose I've ever seen in my life. And I have done some like looking into Dr. Greiner just since you had your surgery with, like, I guess since before you had your surgery, but when you booked your surgery, I started looking into him more. He's got like a good portfolio of expertise. He specializes like in cleft palates.
Yeah.
Like reconstruction of that. So like, you know, he's freaking good. He has actually like a whole, I'm going to call it like a foundation to raise money and awareness for cleft palates. It's just really cool. We need to have him on the podcast just to like talk about his trainings and everything. I think it is so fascinating, and I don't want to become someone that's like doesn't look like themselves in any way, shape, or form because of plastic surgery, but I think that there are so many skilled plastic surgeons. It's almost like it's fascinating to be one of their You know what I mean? What's the word?
Yeah.
Like, be one of their like portfolio people, you know, like, I don't know
Yeah.
if that makes any sense, but it's just when you find a good plastic surgeon, I think it's worth sharing for sure.
Yeah, because it really is a craft. Like, you have to have the eye for it to fit the face, to look good on the face. But also, like, you have to have the surgical skills as well. Like, you have to have both. And so I really just so impressed by these plastic surgeons. They're amazing. We should definitely have Dr. Greiner on. He's
Yes.
phenomenal.
Well, and like the fact that you have no pain too is amazing. And
Yeah.
I remember, I think I told you this, my plastic surgeon had said, like for my nose, he had said that there's a reason why so many rhinoplasties are so painful, and it's because the surgeon isn't doing the technique of holding the bone after each, like, I don't know, cut that they make or whatever. And if
Yeah.
you hold the bone, then it makes it less painful. I don't know, whatever, why, I don't know why, but yeah, I think that if you have a good experience, always share your person because it is a craft. And yeah, I think too many people get botched trying to trust someone, you know?
Yes, 100%. That's why you do have to look at their before and after photos.
Yes, 100%. Well, I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to see it all healed up. No, seriously, within a month, she'll be snatched to the gods.
Yes, just in time for the holidays. That'll be great.
Just in time for the holiday, just in time for a new merch launch.
Yeah, I'll
I
probably be swollen in
beautiful.
our merch photos.
Oh yeah, that's
It's
okay.
okay.
Well, contour, contour,
Yeah.
contour.
But thank you for asking. That's so nice. How are you doing? How have you been?
Good. So far, so good. Let's see. Any updates for this last week? Just get into the Halloween spirit. We went to like Bertuccio Farms. We've been painting pumpkins, watching Halloween movies. Yeah, just a whole lot of
Yeah.
that. Catching up on a lot of work just from being gone for like those 2 weeks. I feel like I'm just now kind of catching up. We've been planning a lot of like our holiday specials and things that we're going to be running at Flourish, and that's taken up a good amount of time just prepping for those. Yeah, just kind of that and getting ready for the holidays. I added to my collection, my
Collection.
figurine collection, my kryptonite collection of figurines that I'm obsessed with.
I'd like to see.
The Lori Mitchell ones. Okay. They are in Ryder's office right now.
Okay.
But, I got the Mary and Joseph with like little baby Jesus figurines. I'm collecting my nativity now.
Cute.
And on Saturday, they had 31% off. Yesterday, they had 31% off. So I saved like buku bucks, but it's only on one item. And so I called my sister and I'm like, hey, where are you at? I need you to come. One of these because I like jokingly was like, oh, like I'll just go put this in my car and like come back. And the lady didn't think that my joke was very funny. So I like called my sister. I'm like, hey, can you come? So, anyways, she, sorry, my skin pen is beeping at me if you can hear that. Do you hear
Oh no, I actually didn't even hear
it? Yeah, she wants to be turned on. Yeah, I called my sister and she came and purchased the Joseph for me because I had gotten the Mary. Anyways, long story short, I am actually kind of freaked out that I'm not going to be able to get the nativity in time, like collecting them, because I only go on Wednesdays and Saturdays to the Orange Patch because that's when they have their deals. And
Oh.
figurines, like they go between like 50 to $75 a piece. Like they're not cheap.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like they're literally cocaine to me. Like they're my kryptonite. And
Oh
like the dopamine that I get every time I purchase one, it's just like seeing them on my shelf brings me too much happiness. But I'm so happy like with them. Like it's worth every freaking penny to me because I know that if and when I die, my kids will want these. And like these are not creepy, creepy dolls. Like these are cute little figurines that like people are gonna fight for.
Yes, no, that's so cute. I think that's a really cute collection to build.
Yes, so I've gotten two little Halloween ones and I've gotten two little Thanksgiving ones. And if anyone's like, what are you talking about? They're the Lori Mitchell, just look them up, Lori Mitchell figurines. They're not super easy to find, at least where I am. They're not super easy to find. And they're always at like little boutiques. Like I just found one in California when I was in Newport. And of course, there's like a tiny little section of Lori Mitchell. And I'm like, give me, give me, give me. I want them all. My goal
You
is
know,
to collect all of them before I die. Long story short.
I will be looking them up. Sorry,
Yeah.
if I get it up really quick. If you hear sounds, I need to Q-tip the outer edges of my notes.
Yes, you're good. Oh, that brings me back. Oh, jeez.
love my Q-tips. They're
It's almost
downstairs.
like birth. Like you don't really like remember much after.
No, it was actually insane. Did I? Because I told you I had a fever when I woke up at first.
Yes.
So I guess it's pretty normal. Like it only lasted like honestly not that long. Like I felt better as soon as I got home, but I guess that was normal. But it was such a weird thing because like I was talking to the anesthesiologist and then he's like, "Hey, you're probably gonna feel it soon." And then I felt it knocked out. And then I woke up and I was just feeling a little hot from the fever. And I was like, "What is going on?" And I saw the nurses around me. And I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Like. It's over. Like it already happened. Like what? It happened so
Yeah.
fast. And I was just like so kind of out of it. I think still for like the anesthesia leaving my system. But it's crazy. It's just crazy how
A
like
little nap.
yes, it's nothing for you. You just close your eyes, you wake up, and then you have your new dream nose.
Isn't that beautiful though? That's like literally, I remember going, I walked myself back into surgery at like 8:30. I remember like I looked at the clock before I walked in, walked into the OR, laid down, was asleep magically all of a sudden. And then I remember waking up from anesthesia and like the clock was right in front of me and it was like 9:15. I'm like, huh? And then
It's
I hit.
so weird. And like, you know what I was talking to my mom about? This is a really random thought. But like, how do we not feel it? Like we're still like alive. Like, are you we in just such a deep sleep that like we're not connected to what we're feeling? Like, does that make sense what I'm trying to say? Like, how do we not feel anything because we're put under? I just don't get it.
I know that you're numbed in
Oh,
some
really?
ways. Yeah. Like I at least when I woke up, like my boobs were numb, 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 numb. Everything was numb. So I don't know. Maybe like thinking of birth like epidural, but like for different parts of your body. I don't know. Don't ask. I don't know. I guess I could ask my brother-in-law who's a anesthetist.
Yeah, I just get like curious because I'm like, it's not like we're dead on the table. Like, we're still alive. And it's like when you're asleep, like something hurts, you're going to wake up. So it's just
Yeah.
interesting. I don't know. Just a random thought I had after this experience.
Before getting my nose done, that was like a big fear was like, what if I wake up like in the middle of him like chiseling my nose?
Oh, yeah. And terrifying too because they like tape your eyes shut so you wouldn't even be able to open your eyes.
You're like, no. Okay, did they put like goopy stuff in your eyes? Like when you were waking up, like were they like hard to
Actually,
open?
no, actually, no. I think they in the videos looks like they just had tape, so maybe they put goopy stuff in as well. I don't know. However, my eyes have been burning the past couple of days, but my friend that's a nurse, she thinks it's lymph.
Yeah. Crazy.
I've wiped it several times and like my eyelids just keep gathering this oily substance and it gets in my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
It's weird.
That is so crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, what's your favorite for the week?
So throughout my recovery, I have been drink girl. I could only really drink things. I'm slowly working up to soft foods, but I have been loving for Trader Joe's. They have these protein shakes, but they have a chai flavor. Have you had those?
Yes, delicious.
Oh my gosh, so good. I like in the morning will crave my chai protein shake. It's delicious. So that is my weekly favorite this week. What about you?
Love. I'm gonna show you. I got a new hat. It says Dairy
Oh.
Boy on it. It's so cute. It's like a little camo number.
Cute.
Yes.
Love.
So that's one of my favorites. And then also a side note to that. That's like my tangible favorite. My other favorite, though, everyone on TikTok this year with their Halloween costumes, hysterical. Like, people, our generation being the adults is my favorite thing ever. Everyone's the Grinch, the Lorax, people from freaking Finding Nemo, people from
Monster Zeke.
Monsters, Inc. Yes, like, all of them are actually hysterical, and I just like I am loving TikTok right now because I'm on Halloween talk and it's like making my life because they're all so funny.
Yes, I love a funny costume like so much.
Yeah, it's so freaking hysterical. So that's just been brightening my day.
I like the words you've been sending me.
Oh yeah. And they will not stop until people stop posting these funny things. Okay.
Love it.
Well, we asked you guys in our Instagram your like scariest client story, whether you as the client or your client or you as the client or you as the esthetician experiencing the client. So we're gonna read your guys' submissions. Because this is our last one of the spookiness. So
Bad.
yeah, let's begin. You ready, Rach?
Yes. Can you understand me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I just don't want to be annoyed. Like, if people can't understand me, you know?
Do your best.
I'll read the short ones. How about that?
Perfect.
Okay, I'm gonna start on the first page. Oh, be told to put period blood on my face.
Disgusting. Oh, wait, I'm curious if an esthetician told her to do that.
That would be so scary.
Actually terrifying. Okay, this one says I had a client bring her own quote unquote gown, but it was a full-blown hospital gown with the whole butt open. And then she proceeded to tell me that she could tell I didn't have a dad present.
What?
Jail, how rude
Goodbye.
says that. Okay.
Okay, next one. New esthetician and client lied and said she didn't use tretinoin before her peel.
Oh,
Told the truth after when her face was burning.
jeez. Like in that situation, what would you do?
I mean, neutralize the peel if possible. Because not all peels can, so are self-neutralizing.
Right.
But I mean, that's why you have forms. That's why you have client side forms because they sometimes lie.
Totally. Oh, that's like terrifying. Ugh. Okay. Next one says client looking up at you the whole treatment. That's so terrible. I hate when that happens, truthfully. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves is when clients look at me during their treatment, and my sweet sister, Annika, does it every single time. And I just like put my hands like over her eyes. I'm like, stop, stop doing
You
that.
put goggles over her eyes.
Oh, jeez.
Do I do the next one? It's kind of long.
This one says, I worked at a day spa and did mostly Brazilian waxing. I had an older female client that only gets waxed once a year. She told me that she gets waxed for her husband's birthday. That made me feel that made me feel super uncomfortable. We finished up and I was walking up to the front and she touched my arm and said, the Mr. thanks you and winked. Ew. Seriously? Ugh. Weird. Do you have the next one?
Okay. In SD school, we had a client literally throw up everywhere in the middle of the facial. I asked her to leave immediately, that I had to clean the whole space. Oh, wait. Oh, no. There are two screenshots, so I missed the middle one. Starting over. In esthetician school, we had a client throw up literally everywhere in the middle of a facial, then proceeded to ask us to continue her facial. It was so gross. Let's just say I asked her to leave immediately. I then had to clean the whole spa room. Yeah, that's not sanitary.
What the heck?
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Ugh, okay. Okay, this next one said, my client asked if it's bad to have semen on her face. I told her I haven't seen a lot of studies about it and that it should be fine. Oh, that's actually hilarious.
That's so funny. Had a client strip down naked for a back treatment and got a full view of her butt.
That's funny. Okay, let's see. This one says the person that had been stalking me since 2006 sent her sister in to get a facial. I did the sister for months, and then she got her sister a gift card and had an appoint and had no idea until her appointment.
So literally her stalker.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Have you ever had a stalker?
Not like a harmful stalker, no. Have you?
No. It's very fascinating to me, like, because it's scary. It's just fascinating to me how someone can, like, I don't know, it's just a fascinating concept.
Yeah. Maria actually had some guy at the gym that was like very creepy stalkerish to her. He would like wait up for her like 30, 45 minutes. Like he would wait outside for her to like be done with her workout.
Bye.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. Scary.
Okay, is this our last one?
Yes, our last
Okay.
one today.
A client came in for a facial after she used a pumice stone on her face.
Oh
The
gosh.
thing you use on your heels.
Ugh. Rip the
Ouch.
barrier.
No, that like would hurt so bad.
Oh my gosh. Actually crazy. Holy cow.
Dang. Well, I'm sorry I like can't talk very well to you and for everyone. I like was totally anticipating that I'd be able to talk way better at this point in my recovery, but I'm a swaller,
You're
apparently.
fine.
So
No
it's just
worries.
hard because there's not a lot of space to move my mouth around.
Yeah, I was curious. Do you have any like crazy client stories? Creepy, crazy, whatever.
Not really. I mean, for the most part, I've only ever had like pretty good client experiences. I mean, I've had some people not be very kind to me, but I just don't rebook those people because I'm like, it's not worth, like, your energy is not worth seeing you. Like, I don't want your money. Like, I don't know, just like some sassy clients, you know?
Yeah.
But I know it's very nice and professional. Like, I've never lost my cool or anything like that.
Yeah,
What
I
about
haven't.
you?
I told it last year on the podcast of like the creepy, it was more so like the clients situation that she had going on, like her living situation, like with ghosts and things. That was like very creepy. And that was my first year in aesthetics, like first 6 months in aesthetics. And I was like spooked. It was when I did waxing.
That's right. I remember this now.
That was so freaky. But I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast, but at my first waxing job, this isn't a client horror story. It's more of like a coworker horror story. But our receptionist, she wasn't an esthetician, but the receptionist that we had when I was at the waxing center was stealing our tips, our cash tips. And I would, because my clients are my people, you know, like they're my besties. And I was talking to my clients about, yeah, like, yeah, this chick is stealing tips up at the front, or like, we think she is. And so I had a few clients who like kind of ganged up with me in a way, and like we planted a tip, you know, like they would give me X amount, like they told me how much that they were going to leave for me up at the front.
Okay.
They would do it. I'd be like hiding behind the wall, watching, observing, listening. And the receptionist wasn't aware of that. And then I would like catch her in the
Oh
act
my gosh.
and like confront her about it, because it happened on multiple occasions that she was stealing multiple people's tips. And it was only ever when she worked that no one ever got tips, like cash tips.
What?
And yeah, she was like doing her own little transactions in the cash box.
How dishonest and awful.
I know, literally, like I am out here waxing buttholes and you are taking my cash.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other kind of crazy stories. I have been blessed to have really easy going clients for the most part.
Same, same
And
here.
I don't know. It's very rare that I don't vibe with someone, you know,
Yeah.
or that I don't find something about them to like to keep them around, you know?
Totally. Yeah. And I think your clients, because your clients and they're consistent, because you do have that good relationship with them. Like, I feel like the clients that maybe do give you a hard time, like, they're not going to keep coming back to see you for the
Right.
most part. And so it's like, I do also feel very lucky. Like, I love my clients. Like, I really have nothing to complain about, really, ever.
Yeah. They're awesome. We love our clients.
We do. But then also, I do want to add this because I thought this was crazy. This isn't my story, but someone submitted this, like, our first year podcasting. You're the girl who said that she sneezed in the middle of her facial and just rubbed it in.
Yes.
And pretended, or no, she didn't sneeze. Her nose, she had a cold. Her nose dribbled onto the client's face.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Oh my gosh, like
Or
disgusting.
the wand.
Oh, I forgot about the wand. Yeah, like
High frequency.
there's some weird people out here, estheticians and clients. Like, we're all kind of weird out here.
Getting freaky with those. The high frequency one. I can't. Literally so crazy. So weird.
Yeah.
Ugh, well, oh, question for you
Yeah,
while I have you. Thoughts on microneedling the scalp?
oh, I think it's great.
What would you use? Like, would you use any slip or anything?
So at Revive, we do with Autiage hair exosomes for hair growth. So
Yes.
we use the Autiage specific ones for hair growth.
What if I did it with nothing? I still have my tip on my pen that I just used.
Honestly, like I remember learning in school that microneedling could help with hair growth. So I mean, I don't think it would hurt you to try if you wanted.
Probably gonna hurt like a banshee, but I'm like, do I use like my care? Oh, I could probably use my Keravive, my
Yeah,
hydrophase.
you probably could.
I'll use something.
Just make sure the area is clean.
Oh yeah, she's clean. The scalpola.
Well, you know how that goes. I was gonna
I
say, if I
know.
had to chat, I could microneedle it for you.
Literally. Well, I'll do it next time. My goal is to start microneedling myself once a month at my house or just like wherever. I just like don't have time to like go get a facial.
Busy queen.
It's just my kids, but anyways, people don't care to hear this.
I care. People
Oh,
care.
thanks. Well, I'll let you guys know next week how my microneedling on my scalp goes.
Yeah, and then there's the LED light on top.
Oh yeah. Oh, I also have the plated hair serum.
Yeah, use that.
So, I'll use a concoction. We'll see. Maybe I'll section off into three sections and ask my hairstylist which one is growing more.
Yeah, no, seriously, take some pictures. I'd be very curious.
I will. All right. Well, we are off to go watch our Dancing with the Stars and all the other shows that are under the sun that are out right now. Oh my gosh, like The Batch or what is it? Golden Bachelorette. All those good shows are out right now. So if you guys need a good show to watch, go watch that. But we hope you all have an amazing Halloween this week, and we will see you guys hopefully in person on camera next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.